Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Y'all, what is up? What is up? What is up? Everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Kingdom Boss Mindset. You all. I ain't even going to go through an introduction of this woman of God on tonight, because if you watched last week or the week before that, y'all already know who she is. This is TheBomb.com. Y'all better ask somebody. The Queen, Cortesia Oxford.
Thank you so much, Mr. James. I really appreciate this, Mr. Glover. You always have great insight on what we got going on.
For sure. I'm excited to have you on tonight. So you all, tonight we're going to discuss something, but over the last couple of days, there's been a video that's been circulating. So we thought, since she has already agreed to come on here, we're going to hit y'all with how to make great content and how to take a bad situation and make money off of it. So you all, I want y'all to like, I want y'all to share, I want y'all to tag. I'm going to play y'all a couple of videos. But as these videos is playing, I want y'all to like, share, and tag. The first video is the person that made the t-shirts response to what is going on.
Let's give some background about
background. Go on ahead.
So what had happened was on social media for the past couple of days has been an uproar over a business dispute. Now, if you've been going to Breezy Ball, you've been seeing tons of jerseys. Well, this woman asked for a Breezy Ball custom jersey. And as we're about to show you, the whole dispute that's going on between them, it's not as clean and cut and dry as people are trying to make it. So let's go, Mr. James.
All right, let's hit them with it.
Miss Sharita, let's get ready to rumble, baby, because I ain't going down without a fight. 25, you placed an order on my website for a brown and gold Breezy Bowl jersey. Today, October 22nd, you opened up a chargeback totaling me $190. You didn't pay $190. I have to pay fees, though. You opened that up today. You lied to them people. Hold on, let me pull up a receipt. You want to know one thing I don't like? It's a liar. And you want to know who don't like liars even more than me? The bank. And this is what you lied to your bank and you told them. The customer told their bank that they didn't receive the product that they ordered. Well, that's funny. What did you receive? Matter of fact, I don't even need you to answer that, because one thing about it, I don't make nothing without recording or taking pictures of it, okay? I was born that night, not last night. So let's get into what you asked for, and then I'm going to show you what you got. Let's get into it. Miss Sharita ordered a custom embroidered jersey, the small and gold. That's the original jersey. She said, hello, I'd like to place an order, and I need this as soon as possible. First of all, who you rushing when I got a processing time? Anyways, moving forward, for the show in Memphis, I really need y'all to remember that. I like to incorporate my nickname Queen on it with maybe a small crown on the sleeve. I'll send a picture of the boots I want to match. So let's get into it, because this is your actual jersey right before I shipped it off. But I will take the time today to edit that video of me making, packing, and shipping your jersey off. Let's get into it. See how it says Queen on the sleeve with a crown over it? That's what you asked for in the note section at checkout. You asked me to put that on there right there. So now that we know that she needed the jersey for the Memphis show, let's get into the real tea. October 18th, that was the Memphis Breezy Bowl concert at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, but it was canceled due to venue renovations. It was canceled. So the show that you was going to got canceled. So it's not, you lied to the bank. It's not that you got what you didn't get what you asked for. You didn't get what you ordered. You didn't need it no more. And baby, that ain't got to do with me, respectfully. That ain't got and excuse my language. Lord, I hope my granny ain't watching. Granny, I'm so sorry. But one thing I don't play about is my time and my kids. And my baby birthday is coming up. So I'm planning things. And what you're doing is taking money out of my pocket. You taking money from my kids. You. I can't respect it. That one jersey took me 6.5 to 7 hours to make. Do you know what I could have been doing for 6.5 or 7 hours of my time, of my day? You took that 6 hours, I made what you asked for, and you just snatched that money right back out of my bank account. And it's just like, and to add fuel to the fire, this is an email of me asking her if she wanted me to send her a refund, because she just kept on emailing me and rushing me as if my processing time isn't right under the description of this product. And even then she told me, hi, can you please just ship the order and send me my tracking information? It was going to have to be a partial refund because I did already start the order, so I would still have to cover the cost of the actual jersey because I outsourced those. So she was just going to have to cover the $25 cost of the jersey, but I was going to send her $150 instead of $175, but now I'm out of $190. So like I said, small business owners, we have to use our discernment when it comes to customers like this, because in this moment, I knew that I should have just issued her a refund. Clearly, I asked her. I should have just did it. And once again, I hope you're ready to rumble, because I'm not going down without a fight. I'm sending your bank everything, every picture, every video, every email that we did going back and forth. I'm sending them every single thing. I won't spare you. I can't. Oh yeah, just a heads up, in case I don't win this chargeback, but I'm faithful that I will. But if I don't, I just want you to know that I will make sure that every small business knows your name, because it's people like you that I hate to see coming, and I don't want to get anybody else, because we work too hard. We work way too hard. Love you. Bye.
You either send the merchandise, send the tracking number, and that's what it is. So at the end of the day, the lie is, the T is, the dispute was filed on 10-8 because she took over 5 days to respond to me. Like, you that busy? And if so, we need to, you know, start you a little, get you a little breather. But I would suggest therapy, because therapy helped me, you know. And if you think I'm broke, hey. Negativity, baby, and I ain't never been one to turn away from a squabble, baby. So at any time while I'm being grown, baby, let me know if you need that. Because Auntie out the door right now. Auntie Queen out the door, ashes straight from work. And if you need that at any time, you can get it.
First thing I want to know is, the person that created the dispute, did she not say therapy helped me? But then in the very next video talking about, if you need that, let me know.
Let's go over the facts based on the video, based on the two videos. Number one, illiteracy is big in the Black community, but that don't stop your ability to be able to get money. if at any point in time somebody is literally saying on their website under the description, and we saw at the top on the banner, it said processing time for custom items is 14 to 21 days. Now, based on the information, she ended up filing the dispute not even like on the eighth day. On the eighth day, they didn't even reach 14 days. You were trying to break her process and you wanted it right then and there. You like, and in the thing, Sharita Jenkins said out of her mouth, I was emailing her and she didn't respond. It took her 5 days to respond. Are you that busy, ma'am? Did you not read when you placed the order? There is a processing time. Let me start from the very beginning. So the chargeback happened, and I've dealt with this a lot. Some entrepreneurs are very ignorant. There is not a single free processing platform out there at all. Shopify, Stripe, any of them. It's no free processing. So when people are like, oh, you did a chargeback on 190, but I didn't even see 190. It's processing fees. It's processing fees. Processing fees are a part of business and you can write them off on your taxes. Okay, you can write them off on your taxes. So, and for her to say that she only received 170, I was like, girl, how high is your processing? Your processing got to be really high. But let's not even go there. But I believe that this is an issue of complete illiteracy. The girl did not look at the product description. She didn't look at the top of the website. All she saw was something pretty that she wanted. And when she saw something pretty that she wanted, she was like, I want this and I want it now. For her to be like, I'm outside and if you need it that bad, no, ma'am. It ain't even about it. It's the principle of business. And I'm going to be honest with you. These people on TikTok should work for the FBI because they went through and found the girl's business. They found all of this stuff. They talked about a time. Posted a review that somebody else posted of when she went to meet with somebody supposed to have been doing some work and she opened her folder and a roach came out. I don't know if it's true or not.
TikTok beat the FBI. Legit.
Baby, yeah, y'all are literally beating the FBI for y'all to, you know how many Sharita Jenkins there are on Facebook? I would have never thought. And here's the step even further. The audacity of you. The audacity of you to record that video. And this is 2 points. You recorded that video. You had already posted all these pictures of you wearing the jersey on your page.
Like a
and your page public. Everybody like was able to go and see. Everybody was able to go and see you in that jersey and they posted it under her thing. Not just only that, the audacity of you to get on here and make it seem like that girl is wrong. You know what I'm saying? And when you filed the claim, you literally filed it and you're not being like, you went through something this week where somebody, you know, filed a false claim. Somebody used your card, right?
Yeah.
And you were able to get that money back. Now, when you file a dispute with your bank, they give you your money back. They give you your money back instantly. And then they reach out to the business or whatever. I've been through dispute processes. It'll show up maybe 7 days after the person files a dispute.
Mm-hmm.
The way Sharita Jenkins said it, Sharita Jenkins made it. She said, I filed it on the 8th. Well, today, the day that she filed it giving the lady until November the 6th was like the 20th. That's well over. That's insane. And for her,
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To try and simplify it and be like, oh, well, I just knew if you need it that bad, then this. It's not about if I need it that bad, sis. It's not about
the principle of the thing.
It's about integrity. And let's go even a step further. We went over the processing fees, the processing time. It's on the website. Like, we know just by how our government is ran, it's a bunch of dumb people that's rich. It's a bunch of dummies that's rich. They don't read. They don't know how to read. They will get mad if you use a big word and think you talking bad to them. Because
how dare you cursing me? I complimented you.
If you need that, ma'am, this reminds me of the response that restaurant gave Keith Lee when he went through and he was like, I wasn't able to get food. And he was talking about how difficult it is in Atlanta to be able to get food. This reminds me of that. The responsibility of your content as a business owner, because Sharita Jenkins is a business owner, was to start the conversation and let people know, hey, you know what? I did not read her policies. I did not read, take accountability, responsibility for this. That's what should have been posed. Like, when you think about, I don't even remember the name of the restaurant, and I'm in Atlanta, and they are, it's not Sweetly Seasoned. That's the other restaurant that got destroyed because their integrity was off. What's the name of that restaurant? I'll find it in a minute. But your integrity is on display. And not only did Sharita Jenkins show that she not only did not have integrity, she showed she cannot read. She showed pure aggression rather than accountability. She did not take responsibility for things that were her fault. She did not plan appropriately.
Everybody else's fault.
She wanted to plan appropriately. And I clapped my hands for the business owner that said, I have a processing time. I have a processing time. If you order it on September 29th and the concert is the 21st, how many days is it? I mean, the concert was October 18th. So from the 29th, we got 29th of September. Where my phone at? And she specifically says not including weekends and holidays, right?
And then y'all, we did a deep dive on this before we started talking about this.
We did. So if she put it in on the 29th, that's not a part of your processing time. That's not. That's when you put the order, depending on when you put the order in, okay? because she's not a 24-hour operation. So then we got the 30th, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. Nope, not the 4th. 30th, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 6th, 7th, 8th. The lady filed the claim on the 8th, okay? 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. I mean, not the 11th. Take away the 11th. So that's 9. She would have had it before the concert because the concert was on the 18th. She still would have had it before the concert. She could have, now she more than likely would have done a rush shipping because it takes 3 to 5 days, but it would have been finished probably on the 14th. And the concert was supposed to be on the 18th. So she, based on her processing time and the fact that she still got the jersey. She got the jersey.
You don't want to talk about that.
You wore the jersey and filed a claim. And when you filed the claim, you said, I did not receive the items.
What do you mean? So you lied to your bank.
You lied to your bank. And your bank is going to be like, excuse me, ma'am? Is this the jersey in question that you have pictures of? Now, Sharita has went through and made her page private. She was hoping for a few followers and a couple of viral edits, but this isn't the virility that she wants. So this all goes back to the responsibility, integrity, and intelligence of your content. Because you heard, as I mentioned earlier, about Keith Lee and Sweetly Seasoned. That lady, Keith Lee, gave what, $4,000 during that time period?
Yeah.
He said, you keep $2,000 to feed people until that $2,000 is gone, and you give $1,000 to the barber and $1,000 to the braider. Didn't give them no money, but then the following updates from Sweetly Seasoned after that were aggressive, she took forever to admit and take accountability and responsibility for the fact that she was wrong. She said, if Keith Lee tell me I was wrong, I say I'm wrong. You know you was wrong. And Keith Lee had to go and record a video and show snippets of the conversation to show y'all that you And this, you know, most black businesses, because this is black on black crime right here that's going on. Most black businesses fail in under 24 months. Most businesses in general fail in 24 months, right? But most black businesses fail in 18 months. Why?
Because for me, I believe that it's because in the black community, number one, we don't do the correct things that we need to do as far as marketing our brand. And number two, we have people around us that's not wanting to invest, but they want the hookup. But they'll go to the other man and pay full price. But to you, they want the hookup.
So it's a lot of reasons why, but a major part of the issue is the ability to hire cash flow. But we have to get into ego. Even in this situation, it's too many alphas and no betas. Like this one guy online, he wrote a Medium article. He said, the rate of African-American businesses failing today is at an all-time high. This is from Luke Lawal Jr. He wrote this in 2019. Okay. We all know that 80% of businesses crash and burn within the first year. Not only to mention, when starting a business, the last thing you want to hear is why or how you could fail. By addressing the reasons for failure up front, you'll be much less likely to fall victim to them. I can probably say every last point listed I have either failed or wasn't aware of, with the entire entrepreneur plane crashing going on. What have we learned? So I feel like we have to look at this situation and say, what can we learn from this situation? So he lists a lot of things as far as too many alphas and no betas, because a lot of times, you know, you see the aggression going on here. No research, because people fail to do research just like the customer here. The customer didn't read into the simple process and research, did not read. That's simple research. Simple research. The customer has to do research as well as the business has to do research to have a foundation. Insufficient funds, failure to adapt. Now, pressure by Diamond, I understand she was adapting to, hey, the Breezy Bowl is going on. I'm going to start doing Breezy Bowl jerseys. She's gained more customers now. Yes.
Especially from that video.
Yes, from that video. She's gained more customers, people that want Breezy Bowl jerseys because they're like, oh my God, I just want a Breezy Bowl jersey because it's nice, right? And they're giving her things that are pushing her limits, giving her more creativity, all of these things. So with them going through the process of saying, okay, yeah, she's getting more orders, but she still has to adapt. What she said during her video, her first video, she said she should have just sent a refund. Sometimes the refund is worth keeping your peace, right? You have to adapt. And once, because she has a process, her process, knowing that somebody wants to jump your process. And I just had the conversation with my mom earlier where we were talking about, she was like, you need to create a form. I have a form. I have a form for people who want to work with me. My family don't care about my form. My family don't care about my process. You know what I'm saying? When I'm telling them, hey, when I tell them, hey, send it this way, they like, I just sent you a text message. Okay.
To them, you always gonna be little Corticia that they grew up with. I ain't gotta go through all that. That's for them people that don't know you like that. I knew you when you was little bitty. I ain't gotta go through that process. I'm gonna just go right here and get it right here.
Yeah, and the process exists for a certain time. And I feel that if this young lady would have operated the customer, this would have been a whole lot less negative blowback on her if she had literally took the time to read and acted in integrity. And again, this goes back to the responsibility of your content. The responsibility of your content displays your brand, whether it is personal on your personal page or whether it's on your business page. I used to do resumes and people used to feel like, oh, I can put whatever name I want on my Facebook, right? Or I can put what, and it's different than the name on my resume. But people are going to do research. And when people do research about certain things and they look up certain stuff, they're going to be like, hold on, this person is wild and out of control. And people used to legit get mad. But the people who got mad were ignorant, illiterate, and unlearned.
And out of control.
And this all goes back to, there are a bunch of rich dummies. There are a bunch of rich dummies. And what this lady said today, she said, it doesn't matter how smart you are, but how well you execute. And as long as you're able to execute, you can be successful and be able to move forward in everything you have going on. But you can't move forward in everything you have going on if you are stuck in creative engineering mode and not willing to do things that allow you to adapt to business things. As I said before, another thing that he lists is family members, not business partners. A lot of times we want to align with family members and they are not good business people. They give outrageous ideas with no way to fund them. You know what I'm saying? And you're the one that's doing all of the work, right? Then you have no consistent vision. A lot of times, and this goes back to number one, where I said that what he wrote is too many alphas, no betas. When there are so many people in charge, of course there's no consistent vision because nobody knows how to collaborate, but they know they want to be in charge because they feel like the person in charge makes the most decisions, makes the most money. And right, if I know you make the most, I see, and this goes even when I in my
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Relationships that I've had, I've dated people who did not understand business. So they didn't understand business, they didn't understand content, they didn't understand any of it. And by going through this process of knowing that they didn't understand business, they wanted to, at the times when I was working hard and trying to do things, building websites, building logos, doing all these other things, the vision wasn't consistent. So a lot of times we are in relationships and we're in business partnerships that are unequally yoked, and it caused disturbance in the consistent vision. Okay. So when it causes a disturbance in the consistent vision, how are you going to be successful? Because you can't please everybody. And I believe that this all goes back to, is the customer always right? Is the business owner always right? Because Sherita Jenkins is wrong as hell. Sherita Jenkins is wrong. She is so wrong that she's wrong on a whole nother level. Because it's like, baby, what?
You can always tell the one that's wrong because their first response is, let's fight.
Baby, I mean, oh my God. Like, how can you be more wrong? How can, and then she want to say, I'm outside. I'm out. Nobody cares.
Mm-mm.
Why are you
fighting? Outside with them roaches.
Why would you fight a dispute on that lady? Why are you tearing down another business owner? Why are you doing all of this? And Latreia, Anita Russ said, we hate taking responsibility of our wrongs. And guess what? I used to work for corporate America. Mm-hmm. And in corporate America, they always believe the customer is always right. Mm-hmm. I used to work for airlines. I used to work for credit card companies. And a lot of times these people were dead wrong. Dead wrong. It even went so far that one of my previous jobs, Southwest Airlines, had a man that literally would call a few men that would call and masturbate on the phone, but you were reprimanded as a woman if you stood up for yourself against that customer. So the responsibility and accountability falls on the customer service agent, because they're like, how could you have handled that better? How could you have handled that differently? So to ask someone like Sherita, to ask someone who's a business owner, how could you have handled that differently? Because there's no way.
None.
There's no way that you can go through and do that. There's no way. There's no way that it should be existing like that, where it's like, oh man, I'm just going to allow you to do that. Now, Pressure by Diamond is doing the right thing by standing up for herself. I feel like if she does not win this dispute, even if she does win a dispute, you should go to small claims court. You should still go to small claims court and sue this lady. Make her shut up, because she actually went through, and a lot of people don't know, and I had to do my research, because they posted a cease and desist letter that Sherita was actually. And I was like, baby, you don't know nothing about business or legal stuff. And you sitting over here sending out cease and desist letters. So not only do I know 100% for sure you're dumb.
You're proving you're dumb.
You proving you dumb. You proving you don't read. You just wasted money on a notary. You just wasted money on a notary and wasted the notary's time, because it's got a notary seal on there, but it has a cease and desist letter. It has to be filed legally. Just because you get it notarized don't mean it's filed legally.
Just because it's notarized don't make it legal.
Right. And she's sending a message to the girl talking about something. You must stop talking. Baby, who are you? What lawyer did you get to draw that up for you? That went to they went to the law school of Fruit Loops and Cheerios? Because you got
them and roaches that be running around the house to represent her.
I don't knock nobody for having rats and roaches because I've had them before. I've had them before, mostly in a lot of the houses that I've been in. I've had them. I understand it happens. I'm not going to knock nobody down for that. What I am going to knock you down for is you trying to play it down like you're better than her, like you got more money, like you got more money than her in a situation where you are wrong as hell. Like, you so wrong. Oh my God. Like they say, a clock is right at least two times out of the day. A broken clock is right at least two times out of the day. But since the onset of this, from the time you placed your order until now, you have been wrong. You have been wrong. And it's crazy because I'm like, for you to be so wrong, it again, is the customer always right?
Nope. And I've worked in customer service for most of my life. No, the customer ain't always right.
So by knowing that the customer is not always right, I believe that that whole trend of the customer is always right, we got to do everything that the customer says in order to make it right, it needs to change. Like, I went to a trainer before where they made us watch a video called Give Them the Pickle. Okay, in the video where it's talking about give them a pickle, it's talking about, hey, if they want something, just give it to them. Give them the pickle. Give them the pickle. They had it was a whole chant. It was a whole lot of stuff. Give them the pickle. As a person that is a branding person, I've been in situations like a Pressure by Diamond where I should have said no.
But you said yes.
I said yes. Like, I had a chargeback on a girl. She had the ugliest, most horrendous logo I ever seen in my life. And we went to high school together. And it was just, I was like, yeah, I can do it. She was like, I got this concept. And here's the thing. Your logo is not the time for you it to be a fucking art project. And you are a nurse. You're a nurse. You're a nurse.
Ain't nobody wanting to go to the hospital to see you.
Yeah, right. You're a nurse. You are owning your own practice. And she had this flowery butterfly in check. Like, I should have said fucking no. I should have been like, hell no. But no, I was like, oh my God, I can do it. So the more I kept trying to do her thing, the more I was like, I hate this. I hate this so much. I hate it so bad. Like, I was just like, what she need is something that's extremely custom, and it's not something that I can do or something that I'm willing to do. I'm not attached to it. You know what I'm saying? And by not being attached to it,
that means I ain't going to do it.
Right. I'm not going to do it. So you have to learn to say no. Now, she said as soon as the girl, now I would have refunded her. As soon as, because I'm matured in business, as soon as the girl would have placed her order saying, I need this ASAP refund.
Because ain't no way.
Refund. Because all this. But at the same time, if she would have pressed refund, I don't believe, because in the past couple of days, literally, I have seen her do like 14 to 15 different Breezy Bowl jerseys. So I believe this is a good PR
for her.
Yes, and this all goes back to the responsibility of your content. a lot of people are so afraid to just sit up their camera. I used to be a part of a crafters community, and in that crafters community, people quite literally would sit there and say, I can't record content. Really, people care about your process while you're recording content. Your process, like when you recorded the behind the scenes of what's going on here, people are like, oh my God, what is he doing behind the scenes? What's going on behind the scenes? Boom, bam, pow. They're intrigued. They want to know more. That was like 8 to 10 seconds, right?
Yeah.
You take that 8 to 10 seconds, and then you have the podcast. Then you take the podcast, you chop it up into 10 or 15 different clips, use an Opus clip, and then you're able to go through and be like,
whole show.
You got a whole month of content. And here's the thing. And when you take responsibility of your content, it means that you resize your content based on the platform, based on how they're achieving it, all the other stuff. And like I tell James, James, you have to change the back cover of your podcast and make it smaller, because nobody can read your name on the background, James. Nobody can.
I got to change it. I got to fix that.
You got the logo big in the background, but nobody can see it. Nobody can see it. Nobody can see your name. It says James. H is cut off. The G cut off. People that know you can know that and see that. But the responsibility of your content is to represent. Yeah, it's the responsibility of your content, because you also, and this even goes down to the website as well. There are deaf, blind, disabled people. They need content experiences too. So when you're going through things like on Instagram and on Facebook and all the other stuff, and they say put an alternative description, or they say put alt text in there, which is ALT text, it's for people who are deaf, blind, and disabled that have to use a unique software in order to utilize social media. A lot of y'all are missing out on money because everybody else is not paying attention to the deaf, blind, and disabled. They are not paying attention to them. You can be the one that's different in your industry. Can you imagine? And this is not me being irritating, but most beauty professionals, they just copy off each other. They all just copy off each other. They have not a single original thought in their face, mm-hmm. in their brain, in their idea. The lash girl, 1 year a girl came out with lashes, and when she came out with lashes and like lip and like eye injections or something like that, or she had lash glue or whatever, she had put it all in like medicine bottles. She put it in medicine bottles and everything, like pink medicine bottles. Okay. When she did that, she blew up. She blew up and it was huge. Guess what happened next? Another girl came out with blue bottles because she didn't want to be just like her. So she said, I'm going to switch it up just a smidge and make them blue.
Like, literally, you live in the copycat industry. Even with the podcast and content creation, a lot of them are doing the same things. That's why over here at James H. Glover Studios, I try to make sure that we having different discussions than what you're getting everywhere else. If you want those hot topic discussions, go over there and get them. But over here, you ain't getting that a lot of the times. Now, this was a different situation because this is something that was going right in line with our theme of our show. So that was a reason why I picked this one. But in all honesty, normally you're not seeing us cover a lot of hot topics, because if you want that, go over there. I understand my audience, and I understand what my audience wants, what my audience needs.
Right. And you.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You have to, in order for you to be a good entrepreneur or content creator, to get the brand deals, all of those things, you have to be able to produce responsible content. Like, you may not want to be, but somebody is looking at you, like these people that pervert the word of God just to have a podcast to say, I want all the poor people and Mexicans out of the United States. Mm. And they are only listening to part of the word of God and not the whole word of God. They are responsible for the content that they are creating. Not only do they have to be responsible on earth, because they are creating people that are full of hate, but you got to be responsible in heaven as well. So it's the responsibility. And that's why we ended up creating the Black Entrepreneur, the Black Saved Entrepreneurs, is because literally we're not perverting the word of God. Every single word that's in there is intended for you to be able to take that and apply it as a foundation for your business. I don't think people, and I'm gonna say this. I used to be a person that would get mad because a free platform wouldn't push my stuff out like I wanted to.
Mm-mm.
I don't own this platform. I don't own Facebook. I don't own StreamYard. I don't own James H. Glover Studios. I have no say in what goes on here. I get an invite, I show up, and I have respect for the platform. If they put me off the platform, whoop-de-doo. You know what I'm saying? I still have to have other ways of dealing with things, other ways of creating things. I've seen so many creators, and the responsibility of your content is two-factor authentication. Can we talk about it? Because a lot of y'all use an ABC123 as your password, and you getting on here creating content, and somebody in Malaysia and India and these other countries are hacking into your stuff, and then you want to get on the internet and cry talking about some, oh my God, I can't believe that somebody hacked into my stuff and I don't have access to my stuff anymore. You didn't download any of your videos. You didn't store any of the content. You didn't buy enough storage. You didn't pull these things together. And you got to look and be like, bro, like, what are we doing here? You, from the beginning to the end, your responsibility for the content is how you represent God, yourself, your family, and your business. Like, how I represent my people and my family is I make them proud. Like, when I did the pastor's anniversary thing and the lady had produced that ugly, horrendous, horrific, I mean, so many bad words. She produced a terrible booklet. I mean, that could have been a funeral pallet. She did a terrible job. But when I went through and produced that, it made my mom be like, hey, my baby did that. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And I know the pastor was happy about it. Not only was the pastor happy about it, I on the inside felt that a purpose.
Like, I'm happy about it.
Yeah, because I know God sat there and he said, you
know
what?
This is my child who I'm pleased.
I'm pleased. I'm pleased with her and the creativity that I've established in her. And because, and a lot of us, the parables that we talked about earlier this week, where he gave each person a certain amount of something, of the money. He gave them money. He told them what to do with it. My goal and your goal every day with our content is to multiply our gifts, is to multiply in the kingdom of God. Like, that is our ultimate purpose. It's not to be perfect. It's not to have this lifestyle content that's crazy. And if you want to go any further on the responsibility of good content, it is not for you to be so entitled to other people's stuff, because that's what the holistic is. I'm seeing a lot of entitlement because I come from the influencer side as well as the business owner side. And I'm going to give you two more instances and we're going to let it go. So we already talked about the entitlement of Sharita Jenkins, right? She entitled. Mm-hmm. She feel like, oh, I could just pop my stuff and it's okay. But she removed them videos. she removed them videos. Let's talk about Glamora. Glamora is a lady on TikTok that went to a Italian bakery. And when she went to the Italian bakery, she had already messaged them and said, hey, I will post a good food review for you if you give me free food. You might as well go to the food bank, baby. If you hungry, go to the food bank.
Don't come here looking for free.
Right. So the person said, hey, we don't need that right now. We don't need that. That's something we don't need. We're okay. We're good. We're okay. We don't have money to invest in that right now. We just don't have it. Fast forward to yesterday, Keith Lee actually went to that restaurant. He already tried their pastries. He went in the back, saw how they made it, invested in their overall products. Not only did he see like their overall products, he went through the process and he actually took his hands and made what they made. And then in the end, the responsibility of and how this business owner responded to the lady. She said, this is my process. This is the process I go through. When Glamora went through and tried to destroy the integrity of her ingredients, destroy the integrity of her business, and all of this, just because she had to pay for her own food. And the restaurant actually gave her a bunch of free drinks when they didn't have to. So the entitlement of you being an influencer and you have the audacity to be like, I'm coming to your restaurant. And after I done told you no, you still gonna show up and say, I'm here.
What you gonna do about it?
Yeah, you need to give me my free meal. And then you post a bad review. And then the business owner's response to that review was, I'm not sure. Because she basically went through and said, the matcha doesn't taste authentic. And the lady said, this is our... You know, she went through, the business owner went through the back of the business, went through and showed everything that goes on and everything. And she did it again, even with Keith Lee being there. And this goes to show you, again, integrity. Integrity. And the responsibility of good content. Even in a dispute, you can win as long as you take responsibility and you analyze the things that are going on. And I'm going to say one more thing and the responsibility of the content, going back to Sherita Jenkins, Pressure by Diamond said, and she had this all together. She said the lady paid $190. She worked on that jersey for 6 hours, which is approximately $31 an hour. Okay. Most people aren't even pricing themselves enough to be able to deal with a chargeback. The reality is that jersey probably should have cost $300. Just being honest, it should have cost $300. But because she's a small business trying to get people in there, she's not pricing herself correctly, because the responsibility of a business owner is you have to account for in your business the cost of your lights, your water, your string down to the thread, the jersey, your time. She's not even paying herself at this point. She's not even paying herself, because if the jersey costs $20, $25 out of that $190 and you divide that over a period of time, off of one jersey, she's not even meeting the cost of living. So we have to have integrity with ourselves, because like I've told you before, I put myself in situations when I was creating for somebody else where I charged them $50 for a month of creating content, doing flyers, doing their website, doing all this other stuff. And I had to take responsibility that I'm the one that put that price out there. I'm the one that did that. Yes, I was bitter and mad because the lady had lupus and was driving me insane, crazy. But it was my fault. I take responsibility for that. And I can only grow and get better from that and be able to tell that story to other people to let them know, hey, you don't have to make this your fight, baby.
Mm-mm.
Cut them off.
And you don't. So you are, like, the main thing that we want you to get out of this tonight is take responsibility of your content. Take responsibility for it. Create great content. Make sure that the content you are creating now represents you 5 years from now. Make sure that when somebody pulls this content up, they are still going to be like, okay, this still represents who they are.
Right.
I'm not saying that you're not going to change, but make sure that you're not going to regret it later on. And as I always say, y'all, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning some things that we're looking at is bad. God is only turning it around for our good. You all, we want you all to tune in to the Black Saved Entrepreneurs prayer call that is on Clubhouse. We have a room on Clubhouse. We've been doing this for what, about 5 days now?
Yes, we have. You might want to post the link so everybody can see it.
Definitely, definitely, y'all. I'm about to post that link. But you all, we've been doing this for about 5 days now. And we thank God that God gave us this vision to do this. Y'all get ready because a lot of great things are going to be coming from us from that. We are excited about the doors that he has opened and the ways that he has made for us to do that. And we are just excited about the fact that God has chosen us for such a time as this to be the vessels that he uses.
Yeah,
so we
and
want
it's
you
an,
all
it's
to important. Join us at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'll get it right out. I'll get it out right here in a second. We want y'all to join us. Here is the link for the room. Y'all make sure that y'all join us. It is on the Facebook page. I will also post it on the Clubhouse on the YouTube page as well. We want you all there. We want you all to support. We want you all to join in. And even if you can't get up at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., you can tune in to the replay because the replay will be up all day long. So we appreciate you all. We love you all. And y'all be on the lookout because we got a lot of great things coming very soon.
Bye.
Make sure you all follow Miss Quarticia on all of her platforms. They are in the description above. Make sure y'all following her, all right? Because this ain't the last time y'all will be seeing her. Trust and believe.
We got to do part four because I didn't even get a chance to screen share. So
yes, there's got to be a part four. It won't be next week because I got some guests coming on next week. But we're getting her in here for a part four, y'all. She's coming back for a part four. So peace. Love y'all.
Hello. We pray that you enjoyed this episode coming from James H. Glover Studios. And if you want to see more like it, follow us, like, and subscribe to all of our social media stations so that you can never miss another episode like this. See y'all soon.